Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A day after the White House said the CDC did not have the authority to extend the eviction moratorium, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention announced a 60-day moratorium on Tuesday. The order is intended to target specific areas of the country where cases of the coronavirus are increasing and likely would be exacerbated by mass evictions. There were 451 COVID-related deaths in America on Tuesday. The White House has targeted Republican officials for the rise in coronavirus cases. Speaking from the White House on Tuesday, President Biden specifically blamed Texas and Florida. What was not mentioned was Biden's open border policy that has allowed hundreds of thousands into the country unfettered, coming from countries with very low vaccine rates. For the first time, a film distributor will use Facebook to debut a movie. The Outsider, a controversial documentary about the construction of the 9/11 Museum in Manhattan, will premiere publicly on Facebook for about $4 on August 19th. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
After 6 months in office, President Biden gets a terrible report card from Senate Minority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
It's been more than 6 months since President Joe Biden took office. Senate Minority Leader and Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell offers his review of the president's time in office, beginning with the economy.
Mostly what they had to do was not get in the way. So where are we 6 months in? The U.S. economy has broken some recent records, mostly the wrong ones. Inflation just clocked its steepest 12-month increase in more than a decade.
The White House saying they believe prices for goods will go down as the economy returns to normal.
Actress Pam Anderson just sold her Malibu, California estate for nearly $12 million. The new owners, Lauren and Kate Kreis, paid $4,000 a square foot. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As calls for Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York to resign after sexual harassment and other charges were discovered by the New York Attorney General's office, Cuomo remains defiant. Brad Bernards reports.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo faced mounting pressure Tuesday to resign and other one-time Democratic allies after an investigation found he sexually harassed nearly a dozen women and worked to retaliate against one of his accusers. I think he should resign, Biden told reporters Tuesday, echoing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and New York's U.S. Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, all Democrats.
I do believe he should resign.
We continue to believe that the governor should resign.
Accepting responsibility means stepping down. So I don't believe him, and I don't want an apology. It's not necessary. It's fake.
The leader of the state assembly, which has the power to bring impeachment charges, said it was clear Cuomo could no longer remain in office. Speaker Carl Heastie, a Democrat, said he would move to complete an impeachment inquiry as quickly as possible. Cuomo remained defiant in a taped response to the findings.
I want you to know directly from me that I never touched anyone inappropriately or made inappropriate sexual advances. My attorney, who is a non-political former federal prosecutor, has done a response to each allegation.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Jill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that style? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing, America? It is hump day all over the place. I am Bill Martinez. Rick Manning is with us. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government. And Rick, I'll tell you, if you start singing to me, I'm off the air. We're hanging up here. I'll tell you that right up front, okay? Don't be singing at me.
I will. Trust me. I do everybody in the listening audience a favor by not singing.
Yeah. I'm telling you, you listen to that soundbite, and, you know, it's uncomfortable from point one, but, like, you know, she's playing along. And I'm not trying to adjudicate this deal, but you know how coquettish. No, you don't. Because this never happened to you before in your whole life. But, you know, women can be flirtatious in that. And I'm not saying that's the case with all 11. But that little soundbite, I mean, she's kind of like going along. And then you hear afterwards and it was like, oh, she's just so disgusted. You know, just, get, you know, he needs to be impeached and out of there. It's like, whoa, man. How the tide can change so quickly, right?
It can. And what was okay and cool, you know. In the past, or
right.
They feel okay at the time because it doesn't end up being that way or looking that way in the cold light of day. You know, the challenge in all this, and first of all, in terms of Cuomo himself, okay, the problem that Cuomo has politically is his expiration date is up.
Mm-hmm.
He was useful as an attack dog against President Trump, mm-hmm. And the hero of, quote, COVID. But, you know, people realize that that wasn't actually true and that he was a media creation. Mm-hmm. And so now they are, you know, all the dogs are nipping at him, and they're all nipping at him because he has something that they want, which is the governorship of New York.
Mm-hmm.
And
who do they want there? Who do they want?
The Attorney General of New York, who wrote the report, wants to be governor.
Letitia James.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so she wants to be governor. That's, you know, that's the critical piece here that people can't miss is mm-hmm. This isn't a politically neutral report. This is a report that is the precursor to a primary campaign.
Right.
Now, having said that, there's a lot of reasons why this guy should go.
Mm-hmm.
But the people who are trying to take him down, if you think he's crazy, you know, this is the AOC wing of the party mm-hmm. taking down the Cuomo.
The governor of the state.
Well, and the Cuomo machine, which
yes.
has been dominant in the state for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a massive attempt to transfer power. And it has everything to do with that and very little to do with what's in the report. And the reason I know that to be true is because when Joe Biden comes out and says that he should resign based on this, and Joe Biden has a credible rape charge against him from one of his former staffers, Tara Reid,
right.
that got ignored by the very same media that's all up in arms over some of the charges against Cuomo. you know that this isn't really about real outrage. This is about political transfer of power.
Right, exactly.
And so the question really will be, first of all, I don't believe he'll resign because I don't believe the legislature will have the guts to impeach him.
Boy, they're talking like they got the votes and going to feel the pressure in such a way and go away. But like you said, when you're talking transfer of power, when you have power, man, that's hard to let go, right?
The deal that gets cut, and this is just, I have no inside knowledge, but the way this feels is the deal that gets cut is Cuomo doesn't run again. That's the deal that gets cut, because then Letitia James gets what she wants, which is a wide open pathway to the governorship. Because if Cuomo resigns, the lieutenant governor becomes governor, and then there's there's a competition.
Yes.
So the best outcome for Letitia James, the best outcome for those who are trying to gain power, is for him to just not run again.
Well, it's interesting to hear you talk about the backroom dynamics of AOC. I mean, here she is, still all intent and purposes, somewhat of a newbie as she got reelected. But, she's still very young. And to have the influence in this party coming out of nowhere, it's like, whoa, what winds are behind her that are pushing her so forward?
Soros.
Yeah.
It's the whole Democrat socialist movement that that they're afraid of. It's not her. She's the
kind of the poster child or something. Yeah.
Yeah. She's the face of it. She's the she fits all the checks all the boxes. But it's not her per se in terms of being a brilliant strategist and all this. So when you say AOC or the Squad, they're really a proxy for the democratic socialist movement within the Democratic Party that's being fully funded by the Soros machine. Yeah. And the fact is, in New York, they have the establishment New Yorkers have reason to be concerned. When she was elected, she beat a guy who was 40 years in, was one of the most liberal members of Congress, was expected to be a challenger to Pelosi for the speakership.
Right.
And he went down. We saw Elliot Engel last election go down, the head of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, a strong supporter of Israel, and the Democrat Socialists took him out of the primary. You have you had Carolyn Maloney from New York City, who won by a hair breadth, less than 1,000 votes in a primary in the city. So what you have is a machine that is able to turn out votes, is able to mobilize people in a primary, going against the old guard liberal New Yorkers. And the old guard liberal New Yorkers don't know what to do, and so they're trying to manipulate it. And the single person who's most afraid right now of what's going on is our good friend Chuck Schumer, because he is the standard bearer for the old guard New Yorkers. And if AOC runs against him for the Senate, Schumer's going to have to get votes. The Cuomo machine is going to have to pull votes for Schumer. His strengths in Brooklyn and his strengths in New York, in the city and upstate isn't going to work for him. So I'm not an expert on New York politics, but I do know that.
Well, you're laying out
the trend line. You know what it is.
Yeah, you're laying out the chess pieces that are quite interesting, to say the least, to see, to see how this all plays out. And it's a matter of time. I mean, what happens in New York will soon follow in California, because right now we've got a governor there that's in a recall situation. And of course, you talk about the old guard that's happening there, but it's not a leftist guard like it is a progressive guard like it is in New York, right?
It's a little different. It's San Francisco based and personality based.
But, for all this time, something like 80 years, I think there's only four families in California that have been controlling state politics there for 80 years.
Yeah, it almost sounds like the national politics with where we had a Bush or a Dole on the Republican ticket for like four out of five last election.
Yeah, the shocking thing a lot of people are dealing with here is that here they take Cuomo out over this sexual harassment investigation, but yet we still have 15,000 seniors that are dead, and that just goes away and put under the carpet. We've got more from Rick Manning after this. Stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Next month, the Tide Ministry celebrates its 75th anniversary of sharing the Word of God and the truth about Jesus through radio. The celebration will include a gospel read aloud during the Roxbury Holiness Camp meeting in Roxbury, Pennsylvania. Our founder, Reverend Charlie Byers, helped establish Roxbury Camp and then served as the annual camp meeting director for 36 years. We're looking forward to campers joining hands with the Tide International Ministry partners to read through the Gospels in multiple languages. If you can't join us at Roxbury, I encourage you to read some scripture, then meditate on it, and marvel at the fact that God can communicate that same truth in every language known to man. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and how it's speaking God's truth into the hearts of listeners in multiple languages around the world, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent we are. That's our commitment to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick Manning continues with us. Rick, just to wrap things up on this Cuomo deal. Again, here we are, you know, 15,000 plus seniors. They're dead. That's just that's like no big, which is amazing to me. I mean, with the sexual harassment issue, nobody is dead. no doubt that this is a serious issue, which amazes me that here we are in the 21st century, all that we've gone through, the hashtag movement, all the discussion that's been had, the training anymore. I mean, it's been real clear for at least the last 10 years that it's not about what you think. It's what the other person thinks. If the other person feels like their space has been violated, that's all that matters. That's the new rules of play when we're talking about sexual harassment, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And you can't take a cue from what they're actually doing in real time, because they can change their mind and, you know, you have no defense.
That's right.
So I will tell you the real outcome of this. And I've told this to people in my office. This is the single worst thing for women in the workplace that has ever happened. Mm-hmm. Because 10 years ago, I could mentor somebody who was a man or a female and help them out and invest in their career and really work with them to try to help them. I can't do that now. Mm-hmm. I just can't. It's not, it's because you sit there, and once the barrier between boss and employee goes down, you have normal conversations with people. And normal conversations with people end up in isolation, can end up looking really bad.
Oh, without a doubt.
And you can't and you can't afford to take that risk.
Yeah.
So what's really happened is, because of the expansion of the Me Too movement, because of what happened with Kavanaugh in particular,
right,
it changed everything. Because people like me, who I love helping young people grow and figure out what they want to do and give them the opportunity to do what they want to do and achieve the purpose God has given them to achieve in their life.
Exactly.
I love doing that. But I can't sit down with a female employee behind closed doors and sit there and have a real conversation about what do you want to do, how do you want to proceed.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, those young females are this is being done to the detriment of those young females who don't benefit from that advice.
Exactly. Well, I learned back in the 80s when I had the privilege to work on the Billy Graham Crusade in Los Angeles in 1985. And that was one of the first things they taught us. You do not cross counsel. You know, a male doesn't talk to a woman on counseling issues. And the other thing is you never close the door. Even Dr. Graham, you know, showed that example time and again. He would not even go in an elevator alone with a woman because of, you know, you get into he said, she said, other things. You avoid all manner of evil and any signs like that. And I'll tell you, it has saved me on many, many occasions. Because, as I said, and, you know, halfway serious about it, you can hear in that soundbite between the governor and one of the victims, you know, her flirtation. And this can be misconstrued, and it's okay for them to flirt. But if you flirt back and you happen to be in a position of power, good and luck. You know, you're done.
And you're in a position of power and vulnerable to political extortion. And, you know, the great example from the 80s was we had, and not for Bob Packwood, but Robert Packwood, who was a senator from Oregon, ended up resigning from his position because there was an allegation that basically chased one of the staffers around the desk. Okay? And there was no actual physical contact. And the same people who said, Senator Packwood, you have to go, were the ones who defended Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Under the exact same under much more egregious circumstances. And so the real lesson for somebody in politics is, and should be a lesson for anybody who is in a class that's being targeted by the left, and that means white males, what you have is an inequitable system, and it's not fair. But you do have to show real wisdom in terms of how you proceed. You know, Mike Pence, Vice President Mike Pence, got real criticism because he will not be alone with a female in a, you know, in any
would have lunch or dinner with a woman or anything alone, just without his wife.
And people in the Washington D.C. world, you know, were appalled because, you know, this is the glass ceiling. But looking at what happened has happened again and again and again. it is clear that that is not only a protection from evil and from temptation on one side, it's a protection from evil and temptation on the other side in terms of engaging in extortion or outright blackmail or politically being destroying somebody over false charges.
So that's the economy of D.C. and the Beltway, is they got to have somebody on something. I mean, going back to the days of J. Edgar Hoover and his files, and his secret files, it's like those secret files still exist, but they're just spread out throughout the city, and the power brokers have files on everybody, and, And should it be necessary, they'll open up the file.
No, they're all in the cloud, and the only people who can actually access them are Google, Microsoft, and Amazon. So, guess where the real power lies?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Two things real quick. We've got about 3.5 minutes left. I like what you shared on Hannity about the Declaration of Independence. It is America's DNA. It really is, and I think that's what frustrates the holy what have you out of AOC and Soros and the rest of them, is that this is not going to be as easy as they thought, and especially now because you sense that America is awakening to all the shenanigans and the truth of what the progressive left, AOC, and Soros is trying to do to our country.
Yeah, I think the irony of the woke culture is that they've awakened. It's awakened America.
Yes, it
has. We need to understand that the concept, the very concept that we're endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights, is almost unbeatable. And the only way that the left can beat it is by denigrating the authors and by making it so people don't know it, that they don't. And that's where I believe the single most important thing that most people can do in their own lives right now is to make sure that the people around them are aware of that DNA. That's 56 words that are so important.
Exactly.
In the paragraph of Declaration of Independence. If people know that, if you get your children, you get your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren to know this and imbue it in them like a Bible verse almost, at that juncture, those people will not give up those inalienable rights.
Exactly.
It's when they're ignorant of them that they'll give them up.
Yeah, we've got to talk about it more often, without a doubt. It's like God, cautioned the children of Israel. Here's the law. Keep it in front of you. You want to talk about it in the morning when you wake up, when you go to sleep, throughout the day. But the Declaration of Independence is purposely, and our Constitution has been purposely squashed by these professors and the educational elite that have done so for diabolical purposes. They want us to forget our origination and our, our reason to be and our successes and failures in a proper light. They're trying to rewrite this narrative. The last thing, Rick, you've got it at the website, getliberty.org, is in order to regain the House and Senate majorities, the GOP must put brakes on spending. Boy, when I read that, let me tell you, that's right.
Yeah, the Republicans can't be campaign brochure Republicans and then come back here and spend a bunch of money. It's a huge mistake. American people know that the budget's where the size and scope of government's determined, and the Republican Party cannot be Democrats' light and succeed.
Without a doubt.
The Democrats will always outbid them. They will always spend more money. So what the Republicans actually have to do is they have to return to the basic principle that limited government, that there are things the federal government has no business doing. We're not going to take your money to do it. We're not going to borrow to do it. Can't be about we can't afford it. It's got to be about the basic principle of that our government is too big, too intrusive, and we need to cut it, and we need to cut it at its core. And the only way to do this is to control the budget and cut the spending.
And they got to find a way to overcome the Democrats' ability to buy votes with the people's money. I mean, this is unbelievable how they're able to do this, Rick, and get away with it with impunity. It's unbelievable is what they do to us. Rick Manning, thank you, sir.
About refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the no-regret refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. Under the finance law, number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A day after the White House said the CDC did not have the authority to extend the eviction moratorium, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention announced a 60-day moratorium on Tuesday. The order is intended to target specific areas of the country where cases of the coronavirus are increasing and likely would be exacerbated by mass evictions. There were 451 COVID-related deaths in America on Tuesday. The White House has targeted Republican officials for the rise in coronavirus cases. Speaking from the White House on Tuesday, President Biden specifically blamed Texas and Florida. What was not mentioned was Biden's open border policy that has allowed hundreds of thousands into the country unfettered, coming from countries with very low vaccine rates. For the first time, a film distributor will use Facebook to debut a movie. The Outsider, a controversial documentary about the construction of the 9/11 Museum in Manhattan, will premiere publicly on Facebook for about $4 on August 19th. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You think it's easy being me, huh? Only sometimes, let me tell you. Hey, it's good to have you along for the ride. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Chris Chmielewski is back with us, Numbers USA Deputy Director. We're going to talk immigration and border numbers that are just through the roof. I mean, like Jim Jordan said, Chris, you know, March was the biggest number that we ever had until there was April. And then April was the bigger number until we had May. Then May was the biggest number until June. And now June was the biggest number, and we got July. They're just moving all in the wrong direction. It seems this administration is approaching, you know, the immigration chaos kind of like inflation. They want to believe it's all transitory, right?
Yeah. And what's scary about these numbers, first, thanks for having me on, but what's scary about these numbers is, I mean, we're talking July. We're talking about the hottest month in the desert that borders, you know, the Southwest border. And this is usually when you see seasonal lows, because of that intense heat. And we're not seeing that. So, you can just see, you know, it's part desperation from the other folks. Yeah. But at the same time, they don't know how long this open borders policy, and that's essentially what we have is an open borders policy coming right now.
Yeah, without a doubt.
They don't know how long it's going to last. So they're like, we're going to take advantage of as long as we can. And these numbers are just staggering. They're not official yet, but folks inside DHS are saying 211,000 counters. It was 188,000 in June. We don't know, you know, that includes both, encounters of people who are inadmissible at the border and illegal border crossings. Illegal border crossings usually make up about 90% of that number, but until we see the final number, we won't know for sure. But another thing that's starting to lean is
But you're not even counting the gotaways.
Right.
I mean, really, and we don't even know. I mean, what does that number? I mean, has anybody put their finger up in the air to get an idea of how, you know, what that number of gotaways is?
Yeah, so the gotaways, they are estimating that the gotaways are somewhere in the 30 to 40,000 range, but there's another number on top of the gotaways. The gotaways are the ones that Border Patrol knows tried to cross and got away.
Right.
That's not the number of unknowns. So, you know, when the drug cartels send over 100 people and overwhelm one particular point at a border, and every single Border Patrol agent from 20 miles responds, guess what they're doing 20 miles away from that point?
Exactly. Yeah,
that's
exactly
where they're bringing in more people and the drugs and the bad stuff.
No, this is, you see, and the thing is, Chris, let me tell you, you know, being Hispanic, people get on me and they're critical of my position on this. But, you know, it breaks my heart to see these people being used, you know, by our government. And our government is run by Democrats right now. It is their policies. And you wonder, you go, okay, you know, so people go, why are they doing this? And I say, well, why do you think? You know, they're freaking out because they saw what happened in 2020. Their base is eroding because the base is waking up to their shenanigans and saying, look at, they're not really, you know, they bought our vote, you know, and they've been buying our vote for decades. But look what we've got out. We've got Bupkis. So, you know, let's try something different here. And so they voted more for Trump than they expected, and they freaked out. And they said, "Well, we've got to get new voters." And look what they've done. I mean, to California, pretty much single-handedly. I mean, they changed the demographics of California by pouring them in there. And here it is. I mean, Republicans don't have a shot. I mean, there's you know, this is a one party state that has been absolutely destroyed by Democratic policies. And you would think the other 49 states could look at that and go, oh, Democrats, messed up policies, messed up states. Maybe we shouldn't be voting these guys back into office.
Yeah, and unfortunately you're not. Instead, you're seeing a lot of states trying to emulate what California is doing, which is just it boggles my mind, especially being here.
Well, the states are doing that. It's the power brokers. You know,
yeah,
it's the political power brokers. Yes, they look at it and they see California as the envy of control and power. And we should be that way. And then you have Biden and the federal government thinking the same thing. I mean, this is why they're trying to pass, this voter reform, which what they're trying to do is codify all the illegal junk they were able to get away with in the name of COVID under 2020. And it's so bad, Chris, that over 50% of the country now, this is Democrat Republicans, you know, are agreeing that there needs to be an audit on what's going on. And you know that there must be something around the bend because you got the Department of Justice now sending out threatening letters and pushing back big time, trying to shut down all these investigations.
Right. So, there's been a lot of suspicion that this has been the motivation of Democrats for quite a while. They saw what happened in California. They pushed for, you know, they pushed for the last significant changes that we've had in immigration law was in 1990. And what they mainly did through that law was massively expand legal immigration, more than doubled legal immigration from what it was and tripled it and came close to quadrupling it from its historical norms back from that 1990 law. So the goal was to bring people in legally, but now they've seen that they haven't had the success in trying to expand legal immigration. So this is the new way, bringing as many people as possible illegally and then give them amnesty. And, you know, that's the other threat that we're concerned about is that we have this budget reconciliation bill coming up.
Exactly. That was my next question.
Saying,
exactly.
Yeah. Last at the end of last week that he wants an amnesty in that bill.
Right. Well, all roads lead to amnesty. I mean, we've been saying this for decades.
Right.
It's clear this is what the Democrats want to do. And meanwhile, we're looking at $30 trillion in debt, and they found the combination to the Treasury doors, and they're wide open, and they're going to pick us clean because at some point you're going to run out of money. I mean, how do you pay for these?
Yeah, that's the big question. I mean, obviously the budget reconciliation starting point already has a pretty big price tag, and that's probably the floor for Numbers USA. Of course, that's not our issue. Our issue is the amnesty that comes into it, and what they're going to try to argue to get amnesty into the budget reconciliation is that if you grant these folks amnesty, they'll become legal taxpayers. They'll pay more. They'll advance. They'll get better paying jobs. They'll contribute to the economy and eventually add more money into the coffers. But from what we found from research from places like the Center for Immigration Studies, Heritage Foundation, that's not the case. Mm-hmm. You know, most of the folks that are going to benefit from the amnesty, and we're talking about amnesty for DACA eligible illegal aliens, temporary protected status, essential workers and farm workers. These are at best high school educated, except for the DACA eligibles. Those are folks that probably have some college or college degree. But most of the other folks that are going to make up the larger percentage, the larger share of this amnesty, they're high school educated at best.
Yes.
You know, they're going to be working $15 an hour jobs. And
if those $15 an hour jobs are still around, Chris, I mean,
yeah.
You know, with robotics coming into play and
right.
all the pressure on these small businesses and everything in light of COVID and all these restrictions, everything that the government has put these people through, I mean, they may talk about having, you know, 7 million jobs available, but these aren't $15 an hour jobs. I mean, how are you going to get these kids, you know, coming into the country, not knowing the language necessarily, up to speed to where they're worthy of making $25 an hour? Because
right.
they've earned it. You know,
it's a lot more than that to break
right.
even, especially if you have a family and you've got kids in a public school system. So you got to, you know, we've seen the last estimate is you got to have somewhere of a household income around $70,000 to $80,000 just to break even on services that you take from government or state government in terms of, you know, healthcare supplements or you know, roads, bridges, highways, obviously infrastructure stuff. Schooling is one of the biggest costs. So these folks just simply aren't going to be able to have the kinds of jobs where they'll break even, which means they're going to become a burden on the taxpayers.
Yeah, without a doubt. Not to mention all the indebtedness that we've accumulated along the way. Thank you very much. This budget reconciliation that we're dealing with, Chris, you know, what are the chances here?
Of a budget reconciliation, I'd say it's still pretty iffy, but iffy still scares me. So.
I'm right with you. He's the Numbers USA Deputy Director, Chris Chmielewski. Thank you, Chris. Take care, buddy.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Listen up, America. You've heard all about tiny homes. Now, through this limited time offer, you can buy one for under $60,000. Yes, buy your new living space for under $60,000 with amazing easy payment plans. Imagine having up to 550 square feet of new living space that we can easily ship to your location and help with setup. Put your new small tiny home in your backyard or any empty lot. They make a perfect in-law cottage or turn a piece of property into a rental. Plus, they're great as a man cave, she shed, or home office. We have a limited supply, so order your tiny home right now for under $60,000 with a small down payment and easy payment plans. Call Teddy Sheds and buy your tiny home. Here's the number.
800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. That's 800-279-0419.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and with us right now is Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who's leading a 24-state coalition in support of Mississippi's law that bans abortions after 15 weeks, except in medical emergencies. Attorney General, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, I appreciate you having me on.
Well, this is an important issue. We're talking Roe v. Wade and an argument that has been out there. I mean, and this is all based on the truth. And I tell people all the time, Attorney General, that, you know, the truth does not go away easily, does it?
No. And I think that's why we have such a large coalition. I think maybe the largest coalition of states ever coming back to challenge the very existence of this made-up judicial legislation from 1972, Roe v. Wade.
Is this just, you know, the confluence of modern technology? You've got, you know, what are we, since 1973, you have all these experiences of women and now a growing number of men who have participated in abortions in one form or another. And, you know, one of the things I hear continually is they lied to us.
Yeah, I think it's two things. The fact that modern technology allows these babies to survive at younger ages. Mm-hmm. And then secondly, the court's jurisprudence constantly changing, which is odd since this is a constitutional right. The fact that they're in each case that they've decided differently and continue to change, they kind of go at the very heart of their argument, which is if this is really a constitutional right, why does it have no history, mm-hmm. and why is it that it constantly changes?
Well, and why is there not a congressional vote?
Well, no, absolutely. This is something that should be decided actually by the state. It was controlled by the states. There's nothing mm-hmm. that says this is a federal issue, and if it's not specifically granted to the federal government, it's a state issue. So if, you know, if Massachusetts wants to allow abortions, I mean, I may not like it, but if I'm a citizen there, I have a right to elect legislators who want it, who can change that. And mm-hmm. if Texas decides they don't want abortion, we should be able to make that decision.
Why the 15 weeks? I mean, we've been seeing, you know, started at 21 and now we're at 15 weeks. Why did the state settle on the 15-week line of demarcation?
So this is a Mississippi law, and my understanding is that it was based on pain and studies showing that that unborn children at 15 weeks can feel pain. And so it's designed, I think the legislature in Mississippi designed this to protect these unborn babies from feeling any kind of pain. The Fifth Circuit came back and said, no, we can't allow this because the Casey, which is the new law on abortion, I guess, basically said that it's viability. And so viability and pain are very different standards. And, of course, you know, the court will either make up something new or they'll get rid of this jurisprudence that was made up from the beginning.
Well, your amicus brief in Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization argues that Roe v. Wade should be overturned because it has no basis in the Constitution, which you just mentioned. But the additional fact is that this has led to confusion in the courts, has it not?
It's led to confusion everywhere. Nobody knows what the law is because every time a new case goes up, the Supreme Court gives us a different standard or some nuance to that standard, or they sometimes go back and forth. The different circuits have different rulings and different decisions. Each state, you know, we're all dealing with moving targets. No matter what your belief on abortion, it's clearly not easy to determine what the law is at any given time. So it's hard to regulate abortion because nobody really knows what the law is day to day.
It seems to be the order of the day. I mean, whether we're talking about dealing with a pandemic or illegal immigration, it all seems to be very dynamic these days, does it not? Which, you know, the law is supposed to be settled so you know what the rules of play are, right?
That is a huge problem in our country, and it's definitely, you know, the left-leaning people in power don't like following the rules that are established by a representative democracy, like making their own rules and telling us what they are and controlling us that way. And the problem is then none of us really know what the laws are except for them on the day that they tell you what the law is. That's why everything's, you know, up for grabs and completely confusing to most people in this country.
Well, you would think that capriciousness would be an anathema to the law, wouldn't you?
Well, it absolutely is. It's not supposed to be that way. That's why we have a constitution, and it's not. And a constitution is not grounded in government granted rights that change every day. It's granted according to the Declaration of Independence, written by Thomas Jefferson and others. These are God given rights that the government can't take away from us.
I'll tell you, we're grateful to have Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton here with us. He is leading a 24-state coalition in support of Mississippi's law that bans abortion after 15 weeks, except in medical emergencies. A.G. Paxton, you say states have every right to fight for the lives of unborn children, and scientific research has proven that babies in utero can survive with modern medicine months before what was considered viable.
That's exactly right. So these decisions that these justices have made outside of any law passed by any legislature, whether it's, you know, Congress, federal or state, they're not based on science. They're not based on you know, whether a child can survive. They're not based on pain. They're based on what these justices have made up at the time. And if you go back and look at these decisions since 1972, they're constantly changing, and none of them make sense, and they're not based on any previous laws. And they're not based on previous history. They're not based on science. They're not based on anything except whatever those nine justices at the time decide.
Well, and you say the federally enforced viability periods are a disservice to women's health and to the health of the unborn child.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the consideration here is ultimately what happens to these babies. I mean, their life has ended, and they should have rights as well. And that's an issue that often gets overlooked and not discussed, especially when you determine how some of these abortions occur and the tremendous, you know, pain that they have to go through when those procedures occur.
And, you know, we've had situations where Planned Parenthood has been selling baby parts. They get away with it. The gentleman who reports on it, Dave DeLeiden, ends up in jail. I mean, it's an upside down world that we're living in these days when it comes to the law.
And there's no doubt we've had lawsuits over this related to the Planned Parenthood admitting that they're selling parts and organs. And it sounds, you know, something like out of Nazi Germany, but it's happening. It's very sad that we've allowed this type of horrific crime to occur to these unborn children.
Right. And then here we are being coerced and convinced that everybody should be vaccinated when the vaccines utilized, you know, aborted fetal tissue or cell strains. You know, I'm not a scientist, but the fact of the matter that aborted fetal tissue in some form was utilized to affect these vaccines is problematic for people of faith and people that do not believe in abortion. And we find ourselves being thrown in the middle and coerced to get vaccinated with something that violates our conscience.
No, you're absolutely right. And people aren't discussing that enough. Why should anybody be forced or coerced or pushed to do something that's against their religious belief, which is, you know, basically harvesting fetal tissue from these aborted babies? It's awful.
Well, and the other thing too, Attorney General, that they're not talking about are the brutal abortion practices. You know, the women, you know, here we went through a phase of hashtag Women Lives Matter and all this important things about women, and yet they're so maltreated with these abortion practices, these botched abortion issues. I mean, you were reading there almost on a weekly basis, women being rushed to hospitals because of a botched abortion procedure. But those aren't even part of the discussion or the narrative these days.
Well, and we took a Texas law that tried to protect women, tried to make abortion clinics up to standards equal to other facilities that do surgery, and trying to put abortion facilities, if they're going to do it, they had to be within 30 miles of a hospital so that these women could be taken care of if something went wrong. And that went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. It was struck down. I think it was 5-4, 6-3. And I'm like, are you kidding me? We were just literally trying to make sure that these women that were getting the same type of treatment, if they were going to get an abortion, we couldn't outlaw it. We didn't outlaw it. We just were trying to protect the women that had it.
Exactly. About 2 minutes left here. One final question regarding immigration and COVID. We're finding that a lot of illegal immigrants crossing the border being shipped by military, plane, train, automobile into the interior of our country. Texas, of course, has been flooded with illegal immigrants. You know, some with COVID and this Delta variant that is spreading that everybody is up in arms about, except for the Biden administration that says, okay, just, you know, let them in. And here they are like human missiles of viral infection coming into our states.
You know, it's infuriating because they're preaching to us every day about wearing masks, about getting vaccinated. If you go out of the state as an American citizen and you try to come back in with COVID, they won't let you in. You cannot come back in.
Yes.
But yet, if you're here, and you're being invited by the Biden administration to come here illegally, you know, we have the largest number of border crossings that we've ever had, and you're being invited, and yet, if you have COVID, if you're illegal, you're fine. You're allowed in, and we're going to transport you around the country and potentially expose people all around the country to new variants of COVID. How can that possibly be right for the American people?
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has been with us. Thank you so much, Attorney General. Appreciate the time. Take care.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.